531.
We're in Wellingatoni this morning, and it's because six Filipino bus drivers have arrived in the capital city to fill in the gap or the shortage of bus drivers in Wellington. Ooh, I know.
It's a bit similar to how we were talking about the RAC the other day. Oh, not with the individual incident, but a similar like RAC scheme.
Yeah, well, this is because no one in Wellington really wants to drive buses. And I say that because it's not attracting anybody locally. And so the shortage has led to a number of planned daily cancellations. And if you're in Wellington, they know all about it. I see it on social media all the time of people, Wellingtonians, complaining about bus cancellations, buses being full, and just public transport just sounds horrible down there.
Well, it's I think it would be more over the last year or so, especially with changes to public routes and providers in Wellington, which is not going down well with commuters at all.
So because of this, six Filipino bus drivers have come over, specifically to drive buses in Wellington, and they're on one-year permits. And that's all great news, but the experienced bus drivers in Wellington have raised some concerns saying, hey, look, you would attract local bus drivers if you had better pay and better working conditions.
It's a two-edged sword, though, because now, you know, they bring Filipinos, foreign workers over. I feel sorry for them in a way, because now it's like, oh, you know, you're taking our jobs, but then the other side is like, oh, well, you don't, if you pay us enough, then we'll do the job.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a sticky situation. But my thing is, why, like, bus driving is like such a cool job for me. Like, in my head, that's something that I would love to do for, like, just to experience, you know?
Yes, and I...
Have you ever done bus driving?
No, I've never done bus driving. I've known many people over the years.
You need a licensee for that.
I've known a number of people over the years. In fact, Mr. Ta'ape, the late Mr. Ta'ape, rest in love. We used to attend church with him, my first job in Wellington. And I would go catch the bus. He would be the driver. And I'd give my correct change for the fare. And then next minute, miraculously, every time, I'd be getting that same exact fare in return. And then it didn't help, because when I go to catch the train, many times it would be my beloved Uncle Alipa, who another pastor, rest in love, and he would pretend to click my ticket. So who knows if that could be the issue with public transport in Wellington.
That's probably why there's a shortage now, Brian. It's because there's no more money to pay them, and it's because all of the freebies that your uncle and Mr. Ta'ape gave you.
It's continuing that trend with all our island bus drivers and train conductors. Don't do it, guys. It's not worth the risk.